So we got another case of accusations that a social media company is reading our DMs. And it comes from this TechCrunch article. It says Meta, again, denies that Netflix read users' private Facebook messages. I think everyone wants privacy when it comes to their data, especially their DMs. So here it says Meta's denying that it gave Netflix access to users' private messages. The claim recently began circulating on X after X owner Elon Musk amplified multiple posts about the matter by replying "Wow" and "Yep." The claim references a court filing that emerged as part of the discovery process in a class action lawsuit over data privacy practices between a group of consumers and Facebook parents Meta. Now, initially, it's like, okay, I'm kind of giving benefit of the doubt, but this has been repetitive across the industry, whether it's your Gmail data, it's Facebook, it's the Facebook Messenger, and it's always that weird phenomenon where you're talking to a group of people about anything and all of a sudden you start seeing ads and all this weird ad placement, you start seeing Amazon recommendations for it, and it's just everything is being used. Data is king. That's the big thing that we have to realize. And you know, I'm kind of giving some benefit of the doubt here, because as I read about the relationship between Meta and Netflix, Netflix used to have the ability to share recommendations using Facebook Messenger. So there was some aspect of an agreement that was specific between Meta and Netflix using an API that allowed people to bridge the gap between Netflix and share on Facebook. So there was access to the Messenger function. Now, if I go here, Andy Stone is saying, shockingly untrue. Meta didn't share people's private messages with Netflix. The agreement allowed people to message their friends on Facebook about what they were watching on Netflix directly from the Netflix app. Exactly what I was just saying. Such agreements are commonplace in the industry, which is true. Now, the accusation comes from this overall recently released complaint that was filed. And yeah, that's what it's referencing. That's the big thing that people are kind of all a tizzy about. But one thing I did find interesting in here was the discussion of the AI machine learning models. Okay, so here on February 9, 2023, near the beginning of the fact of depositions in this case, advertiser plaintiffs, the advertisers took rule deposition of defendant Meta Platforms on a single topic addresses Meta's AI ML systems used in ad ranking delivery. It's like, okay, what data is being utilized? Because one thing we should know about artificial intelligence models right now is that data drives the value add. The more data that's aggregated, the more that can be generated, the more that can be created within like more sophisticated algorithms. They just want data, data, data. And in one aspect, people are trying to conceal and keep their data as protected as possible. So Meta, in the terms of use, something I can look up here in a second so you know about how your data is being utilized, wants to really lock down their data because that is their value add. Everything you put on there, whether it's your private DMs or whether it's publicly on posts, and same goes for Twitter, is allowable to be used in some sort of sophisticated AI model. And that, again, that's their value add. They're not wanting other people to get this information. So it becomes this weird balancing act. We're going to use your data, we're going to protect it to the advantage of us, and we're going to keep it away from third parties. So let me look at Facebook terms of use. And it's in the Facebook Health Center. And what I really want to find is there's a specific clause in here. So to operate our global service, we must store and transfer data across our systems around the world, including outside the country, yada, yada. We use data from Instagram and other Meta company products, as well as from third-party partners, to show you ads, offers, and other sponsored content that we believe will be meaningful to you. Going into the details, what are those third-party partners? How that information is obtained? Who knows? Okay. We use your personal data, such as information about your activity and interest, to show you ads that are more relevant to you. We show you relevant, useful ads about telling advertisers who you are. Again, that's the money maker. The more they can collect from you on their platform, that's what you're agreeing to. And we'll go over some legal aspects of this too. You can't sell, license, or purchase any account or data obtained from us or your service. And it goes on down here. There's actually some aspect in here. I saw it. that they don't sell your data. Where is that? Connecting with brands. Sell. Okay, here it is. How are services funded? We show you relevant, yada, yada. We don't sell your personal data. We allow advertisers to tell us things like their business goal and the kind of audience they want to see in their ads. We then show their ad to people who might be interested. So they're saying they protect your data. They get paid. That's their service to them. The accusation, on the other hand, is that, no, that's not true. They did sell the data, and they're fighting back against it. Now, the accusation in previous wasn't that Facebook was selling data, but they were trying to hack into a competitor's data. It was called Project Ghostbusters, and they were trying to obtain third-party data relevant to them to understand their competitor in the market, how they can be better about capturing their data. And in that case, they were trying to just understand more about Snapchat's data. Project Ghostbusters, that's their logo, that's their icon, it's a ghost. Kind of cool name. So there was accusations there, and there was some sort of settlement and everything else that went along with the revelation that they were doing this. Now, the interesting part about this is that Meta is denying that Netflix had access to user private messages. Sure, but here it is. The document alleges Netflix and Facebook had a special relationship, and we kind of see it. Facebook cut spending on original programming. I completely forgot they even had Facebook Watch. And it also says Netflix had access to Meta's inbox API. That's what we were talking about. They offered the streamer programmatic access to Facebook users' private messages in the inbox. So that's kind of the accusation here. I don't know. This is all allegations, but it's more about, to me, slippery slope. An often used term in law is called a slippery slope, where you allow one thing, then another thing kind of happens and creeps, and before you know it, it slips down into an avenue that you just didn't want. And that is, let me see, I'm looking specific for verbiage. I was reading in the complaint. This is kind of it. No knowledge of the data used to train models in 2018. We're talking about AI models. No knowledge about metadata for features used to train models from 2017 to 2020. Data that Meta's head of products later testified was used to train AI models and was readily available upon request. And that's kind of where my head's at with all this. Again, the more information that an AI model has to train on, to be more sophisticated on, or even like a machine learning model, the better it's going to be. So to be able to obtain as much information from either within your private messages, from third parties, because again, you're accepting the terms of use. Facebook says they're not going to sell your data. And actually, in the interpretation of that, I'm curious that it says they don't sell the data, but clearly there's some sort of access to avenues that allow perhaps the reveal of your data. So maybe indirect way. Anyway, that's kind of more tinfoil hat conspiracy theory when I'm kind of interpreting what I'm seeing within the terms of use. And we're kind of at the mercy, right? Like we are enjoying the fruits of the labors that are these GPTs. You've got Google Gemini. You've got Apple's new AI model that I'll talk about in the next episode. And you have Grok for Twitter because, I mean, if you go on Twitter, this one's my personal favorite. Even if you search, like, tell me something about the Texas Longhorns. Usually, let's see the revelation here. It's going to be sourcing information. And by the way, one thing I like about Grok is Elon's all about open source. He wants everything to be out there. And now you can get the whole Grok model on GitHub, at least version 1. I think they're on 1.5 now. But you can see here with your answer, you actually get tweets that could be related to the output of information, which is incredibly fascinating. So by using the X platform, you're allowing their model to be trained on it. Now, I don't believe private messages are within the data set just because of all the focus that Elon has put on privacy and neutrality. But yeah, it's these terms of use. It's either we accept them And legally, they're called click wrap, browse wrap. The click wrap or shrink wrap agreement actually comes from legacy, or like when you buy a software and it's shrunk wrapped around it back in the day when we had CDs. And you have a terms of use. There's certain obligations to you as the user. You don't want to violate. You don't want to infringe on copyright. But now it's all about data, 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 by using Instagram, Facebook, X, anything, Snapchat. They're going to use your data and they're going to make billions off of it. But to what do we allow that creep to happen with the new advent and just the use of artificial intelligence? That's going to be the interesting thing about our private data.